United Kingdom, disunited Europe. On June 23, 2016, 51.9% of the United Kingdom's voters chose to exit the European Union. The decision, nicknamed Brexit, marked the first time a country had ever decided to leave the Brussels-based EU. That departure hasn't even happened yet, but it is already proving difficult for both sides. Among the main reasons for the victory of the Leave movement was immigration. The United Kingdom was unhappy with Europe's open-door policy, which forced the state to accept more immigrants than it wanted. Other problems included the free movement of EU citizens between member countries and the Union's plans for expansion. Finally, there was the estimated £350 million, $14 billion NT dollars, the UK was paying for EU membership every week. Leave voters saw their win as a return to British independence. A lot of people disagreed. Remain voters won in Scotland and London, reflecting both the national and urban-rural divisions of the UK. Prime Minister David Cameron, a Remain supporter, resigned immediately after the vote. The British pound dropped to its lowest value since 1985. Even former US President Barack Obama got involved, warning of possible trade difficulties if voters chose to leave. None of that mattered, however, and the Brexit became a reality. But how can such a thing be made to happen? More than 2 years and countless meetings later, no one seems to be sure. For Cameron's successor, Theresa May, the challenge is to create a separation that will satisfy everyone. Most UK politicians favor a hard Brexit, giving the EU no say in Britain's legal or trade decisions. Others, however, agree with the EU's desire for a soft Brexit, with more cooperation between the two sides. With the Brexit scheduled to happen in March 2019, time is running out for a deal. Some fear this will lead to a crash Brexit, in which the divorce will be complete and immediate. Recent events make it clear that neither British nor EU leaders want to back down regarding the terms of the Brexit. All the rest of us can do for now, therefore, is to watch and wait.